KMAN.
And welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns for Commissioner Wells, give us a call at 785-537-1350. And I do encourage you to take advantage of that, because in this kind of new political climate, sometimes we aren't as lucky to talk with our elected officials. So, Commissioner, always thank you for coming on. That transparency is always important. And again, people aren't that lucky to have that back and forth on the radio with their elected officials. So welcome. And again, guys have questions, give us a call.
Thank you, Brady. I always appreciate being on the radio. Like I say, the response I hear is people like to know what's going on in the local county business. Most counties don't have this opportunity. They don't have this type of an AM station. And to have people getting the information out of what's going on in the county, because as you were well aware, yesterday we had the public hearing for the Raleigh County budget. And I looked out to welcome everyone to sit in, and there was two of our staff members, and that was it. And so, which is understandable in one respect, because the people that are really watching government, Raleigh County, we lowered the mill levy, our bills are paid, Raleigh County has money in the bank, we're very well run. We're not the lowest mill levy in the state right now, we're about 12 under us, but we have a high valuation, which offsets that. And I know once in a while I get a complaint on a gentleman here about 2 months ago complained that his building went up $26,000. Where else can you make $26,000 that quick? I mean, granted, you'd have to sell it, but the valuation of the property is not a function of Raleigh County business or the appraiser's office. That's established by the realtors and the property owners. And it's in great demand here in Raleigh County. So buying and selling is what determines that market, and the state of Kansas says we have to be within a certain percent of accurate on that, or they'll come in and take it over. So there again, the increased valuation helped. I still think in the long term, I'll see how this comes back to bite us on the tax lid by not raising to the maximum on the mill levy, putting the money in the bank, because we don't know what's going to happen next year. Some year we may have $85,000, $90,000 snow removal. Next year might be $325,000. So we have so many variables. Raleigh County Police Department, a lot of people don't understand the 80-20 split between the city county. That's for the operation.
And the city on the 80, county on the 20.
Correct, uh-huh. And what they don't understand is all the building facilities, medical, everything else, maintenance, upkeep, falls on just Raleigh County. And right now we're in good shape on the medical, but one patient needing a heart transplant or major surgery, $13,000 of dental work or something, can upset that very quickly. So we have to be very careful, because we can't just go out and borrow money. Once the budget's set, we're set. So we have to live within those constraints. And so we've done, I think, a very good job this year of managing and like I say, and actually coming in with a little lower mill levy. So I'm happy right now. And so today, basically, it's kind of open line Tuesday, because there's not a lot of contentious things going on. We may possibly have a fence viewing coming up in a month or so, which would be the first one that I've done. I think maybe Dave, maybe he's done those before, but I've never done a fence viewing, so it'd be my first one. And I've briefed myself on it and talked to the county counselor, so I have an idea of what's going on. But that may or may not occur, depending on whether things get settled beforehand or not.
A fence viewing, enlighten me. Or Dave, enlighten us.
You have two property owners where there may be a fence in between their properties.
Okay.
But that there may be... it may have been that fence was built on one of the properties too far in or too far
I see.
Over.
This is a classic situation used in some sitcoms every now and then.
Well, I mean, it can be comedy. It can also be pretty ugly, too.
I bet.
We've seen some of those in the past. We haven't had too many fence viewings that I can recall, but... No. And that's primarily what it is, that there's a dispute on where that fence line should actually be, because, you know, that property, if they're growing some crops or something like that, that's extra revenue if that fence is on the wrong side of the property line.
The and primarily what it is as we have more people moving to the county, there are individuals raising animals. And they, in order to keep them confined, fences are necessary. And so a person moves out and they don't understand why they have to help pay for that fence because they don't have anything. All they have is a dog or a cat. And in the old fence law, you know, when you adjacent property owners, you stand facing each other at the center, and you're responsible for the fence to your right, which would be one half of the fence, whether you have cattle or not. And so sometimes this gets a little contentious, and as Dave alluded to, I haven't done one yet. We may have one coming up, so hopefully it'll get settled ahead of time. But on the other hand, would be something that I could add on my resume.
There you go. Going back to the budget real quick, just to inform some people on some numbers there, approved a $59 million budget for 2018, up $8 million from 2017. Mill levy for the county will be 38.881 and a 0.043 mill decrease from 2017. That may be why there wasn't as many in the public hearing this year. Last year there was quite a crowd.
Yeah, if we were going to be adding a mill or so on, I'm certain it would have been different too. Now, these figures, one way that could be altered slightly is the amount of delinquent taxes coming in, which would is money that we wouldn't have to operate on. But we do have an allowance for delinquent taxes, but if it come in, a year ago it came in, I think there was 1,100 of them owed quite a few million dollars, but eventually that they do, most of them will pay up, and then we'll have an auction, which we have to wait. It takes about 4 years to bring one to auction, and we'll have an auction coming up, I think, in September of this year, and we're getting caught up, so we're going to be only out about 1 year each time, so there won't be near as many properties for sale, but that's our only method, and then that doesn't pay us back. If you have the city, county, and specials, if there's $5,000-$10,000 owed on a piece of property and the property sells for a dollar, as you can see, it's a loss. But what we're hoping is the new owner will start paying the taxes from then on. So, selling the property is not a moneymaker. And if we do sell a piece of property and it sells for more than what's owed against it, then we have to give that excess money back to the owner.
I want to go back to something you talked about just a little bit earlier when you were talking about the tax lid and talking about saving money versus, I think you're talking about maxing the
– well, if –
just kind of clear
– I think under the tax lid on things that are under the lid, not everything's under the lid, but things under the lid, if we lower the mill levy, then next year that sets the new base for the tax lid. So if we have an expensive year, then we will be able to raise it less. And if we would have raised the maximum this year, put that money aside, next year do the same thing. Raise it to maximum the tax lid allows, put the excess money above what we actually need, put it in savings for a rainy day or emergencies, which I contemplated, but I'm a taxpayer here in Raleigh County too. And it'd be nice to do, but the taxes here with the all the districts, school, city, and county, and everything are high enough. And
seems kind of a little bit like a chess game there, a little bit.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we three commissioners opted to go this route here. We fully funded our agencies. One thing that helped too, we had several agencies and departments came in and asked for less than last year. That helped us quite a bit. And then there were several agencies didn't put in a request at all this year.
Brady Bowman here with Raleigh County Commissioner Ron Wells. Again, any questions, comments, concerns, 785-537-1350. And I understand that was a big part of it, and also the mill having more value this year helped. When it goes back to where that tax lid is set, but dependent on the mill levy you set this year, that's going to be the new base for next year.
Yes, mm-hmm.
So that is kind of that could be interesting, not just for Raleigh County, but for any county that does that.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have an expensive year, say it's tornadoes or anything else.
Yeah, yep.
You know, that could be an interesting spot. We got a caller. Caller, you are on In Focus.
Oh, good morning. I was just wondering, since we have such a large county and so diverse, with Perry University locals, the rural people, small town, big town Manhattan, what would be your thoughts, Commissioner? Some counties have gone to five commissioners. Would it work to maybe have five commissioners in our county and break it up into five districts? We have the three now, but break it up into five districts so everyone's represented, because right now all the commissioners live in Manhattan. And
I don't.
I don't know. Well, you live right in the city limits, so don't, you know, I know.
I'm in the county.
I know exactly where you live, but anyway, would it be more fair to everyone to have a representation in the county more than what we have now? Like we don't have anybody from North County or South County to live in town. I don't think it's balanced right, but I think if we had five, it'd cost a little more money. Of course, we could cut the salary of the three and spread it out a little bit, and that might work. Well, what would your opinion be on that? I'll just listen.
Okay. That's very interesting. I hear that quite a bit. I've talked to other commissioners at the Kansas County Association of Commissioner Meetings, and the Saline County, when they went to five, they just love it because of the two guys that were causing the most trouble. Then they could ride around together and make decisions and then try to browbeat the third one into going along with them. But, besides the more money, you could always reduce the salaries if you had five. The thing of it is, Raleigh County is a very small county. It's very well split up. They've done a reorganization, and each one of us get a certain amount of county and a certain amount of city. The new commissioner, Marvin Rodriguez, does a very good job. He's up in the north end of the county often, quite often, which is primarily a lot of that area is his area. And it's divided up by population. And so I think Raleigh County does an excellent job. If you want five commissioners, that's fine. It's just more money to get five people to agree to something. Saline County said that's very difficult. And so there's a lot of can be dissension and everything. So if the taxpayers want that, why, they can petition to have that done.
All right, very good. Let's go ahead and go to our first break of the hour here with Raleigh County Commissioner Ron Wells, back with more right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
ESB Financial's free Casasa Chicken and